It's the Blackout.
What's up, everybody? Today on the hashtag Blackout Podcast, we will talk about, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll listen to some voicemails, and we'll talk about what they talk about, and anything else that pops into mind while we're chatting. All that and more, maybe less, on today's episode of the hashtag Blackout Podcast. Okay, what up, welcome back and welcome back again, episode 259 of the hashtag Blackout Podcast. I am the one in Utah they call Jalapeno Jay.
What up, people? I'm just Jay. What's good?
Yep, and we're back in at it again, Jay. Man, I know we've been away for a couple of weeks. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's all right. Kids started school last week, doing, you know, kid stuff. Eighth grader and a fifth grader. Yeah, that's right. Eighth grader and fifth grader. So.
Oh, they officially started.
Yeah. They've been in. So yeah, new week tomorrow. So doing all that good stuff. Yeah. Took the kids and their friends like few days before school started to see the latest Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
I think that's it. Yeah,
Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, so took them to see that. That was real good. I loved it. I enjoyed it. What else?
That's cool.
What else have I been doing? Started helping my son build a computer. So we're almost done with that, you know. Try to get him some skills under his belt, show him how to build computers and things like that, so he'll have a little advantage because he's in the beta club, so national beta club, whatever. So yeah, you know, get him some
What's
skills.
The club? Man. What is the beta club? What
that is that for about? Honors kids who are constantly on honor roll. It's like a national society. Okay. So National Beta Club Society, Beta Club, whatever or another, you know, they just take like only a few students. So he's on there, he's in the robotics team. So he's they're doing, you know, doing some good stuff. So hopefully you know, with this little bit of knowledge that I'm giving him building computers, he could take that into robotics club and, you know, kinda give him a little edge on some things.
Okay.
So
that's cool. That's cool.
Other than that, man, it's just been hot. Nice. It's just been hot. 100 whatever degrees it is today, I have no clue, but it's hot. Like 108. That's what we're looking at. 108 today. So yeah, man. All that good stuff.
That's funny.
That's it, man. Ain't nothing exciting going on around here. Just dad life.
Yeah.
Husband life. Work life.
Yeah, that's cool. What it's funny because you say it's hot. One of my friends who lives in that area, I posted something the other day saying I was going to cook this steak, and I was basically asking Instagram how I should cook it. And so this guy, one of my buddies replied. He's like, "I'm late to the party, but what you should do is you should season it with salt, pepper, and garlic, and then set it on your dashboard to sizzle for like 45 minutes."
Yeah.
And then he said, after that, turn on your car and then set it on the engine to sear on both sides for 5 minutes each.
Pretty much. That's it.
Oh, man. It was funny. But yeah, it sounds pretty accurate. It's hot down there. That's cool, though. Yeah. You have the little one building the computer. So will you let them have the computer in their room, or will the computer have to be out, like, somewhere else?
It's in his room, you know, because my oldest one, I had another one that I had built years ago that I had given to both of them to use, but of course the oldest one, he hogs it so much that, you know, youngest one, he doesn't have one to to mess with. So at the beginning of the summer, he's like, "Dad, can we build a computer?" I was like, it's gonna cost a little bit, but we could get it. So I finally got all the parts in like last week, and I was just like, screw it, let's just go with it. Started building yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. Had him putting together the motherboard and all that other stuff, processors, RAM, all that good stuff, screwing in things. So, yeah, we should just waiting on one other piece, and then we could go from there, see if it works. If it turns on, victory. If it doesn't, back to the drawing board. So,
It's all good. It's good that you're doing that. Yeah, our son wants to build a computer, but we would not let him have it in his room. Maybe we have like a little desk area outside the kids' room where they could put it, but
we
wouldn't let him put it in his room. Oh, so trust. I don't know if he still wants to do that or not. I know he said he wanted to in the past, but
Trust the parental controls will be on heavy.
Yeah,
because
you got to, man. Yeah. Kids these days find everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like there's this website I used to go to to read comic books. It's called Read Comic Books Online.
I thought you were about to go in a different direction. You said there's a website I used to go to.
Yeah, well, it's a website I used to go to read comic books, and you know, for something else, just to read comic books, you know, and you know, I was telling my son about it the other day, my oldest, because he's like a super Batman fanatic now. So I was like, let's go to this website. Let me show you what I used to read. You don't have to go to a comic book store and buy a whole bunch of money, but you can read it on this site. Pull it up, you know, and while the comics are there, you click on a comic to read it, and it's like, boom, enlarge your penis. Da-da-da-da-da. Last longer. I'm like, whoa, maybe not.
Yeah, well, yeah,
maybe
it's crazy, man. These days, you know, it's some wild stuff out there, but that's cool. But yeah, man, you had the parental controls on there, and you know, when they get older and more mature, then you know, you can slack them up. So it is what it is. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, let me see here. So, past couple weeks, it was my wife's birthday last Sunday. So, you know, we had some stuff planned for her. We went out and did some Top Golf stuff earlier in the day, and then out to dinner with family. Yeah, Top Golf is good, man. It's a fun time, and you don't have to be a good golfer. It's like going to putt-putt, but you get to hit the ball harder.
Yeah.
You know, so that's fun. And then this week we didn't have our show earlier today because my wife's family had like a little mini family reunion type of thing, so we went and did that. But yeah, that's about it, man. But you know, outside of that, just you know, dad life and trying to get these seasonings out the door as best as possible and get some sauces made up. So
shizzle.
That's all in the works right now. And yeah, and the last show that we did a couple of weeks ago, we had my buddy Marvin, who is the sneakerhead realtor up here in Salt Lake. We had him on the show. It was our first origin story show, and I think it went pretty well. He seemed to enjoy it. You know, he told me the next day at work, you know, that he had a good time. So yeah, so we can't wait to do more of those and bring some people on and catch their origin story. You know what I was thinking, man? We should definitely get Memphis Diva on for her origin story, because I think we did that sort of back in the past, like originally, but it's been a long time. And she's such a good part of the show, big part of the show that we need to have her come back on and talk a little bit about her Rida apparel and her books that she wrote. I can't remember. I know she published one. I think maybe it was a couple years ago, the last one.
Yeah.
But or maybe it was last year. So yeah, we can talk a little bit about that. But speaking of her, we have a couple voicemails from her, and then also one from our friend John from the John Effect. So if you don't mind, Jay, go ahead and tell the people how they can listen to his voice. Leave us a voicemail.
All right, people. Give us a call. 385-3-BL-AKPC or 385-325-2572. Be a part of the show. Drop us a little voicemail-y. Let us know what you up to.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, here we go. First up, three. And this is all the way back from July 26th. So this is a little bit late. Yeah. It's a little bit, we're a little bit late as far as getting these in, because we had the CP previous time. Show with Marvin, and then we had some other stuff happening. So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, this is
So that was that. Okay, Kayla, thank you for the voicemail, but you got to talk louder next time, girl. You got to talk louder. And I'll turn up my microphone just in case she whispers again. But yeah, she said she was whispering because it was the early in the morning and she felt like it, which is all right. Yeah. And also, let's see here. The first question she asked about Deion Sanders' toes.
Oh, that's what she said.
He got them amputated, or he's supposed to be getting them amputated, or maybe potentially getting his foot cut, half of his foot amputated.
Yes,
and it's true. And this is, I think it's like, this is sort of like, I think a continuing injury from his playing days, but also there was like an infection or something that he had.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, I think there was something about it. He might have that happen, but I don't think it's happened yet. But yeah, then she talked about going to see the newest Little Mermaid. And then also someone cloned Tyrone.
Yeah.
Right? Who cloned Tyrone? Whatever it was. I haven't seen that, but I want to see it.
Yeah.
It was interesting, the Tyrone movie, because I know when it came out, people all trying to be conspiracy theorists about Jamie Foxx, who had been out of the limelight because he was sick, you know, and in the hospital. And then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden he like posted an I'm back video. Movie, you know, came out, so
yeah,
I don't know,
that's pretty weird.
I don't put too much into that, so
yeah, it's just crazy weird timing for all that. But I did not see who cloned Tyrone, or they cloned Tyrone. I forgot the name of it anyway. And I did not see the Little Mermaid. I would assume you'd probably end up seeing it since you got a daughter.
I didn't see it. My wife and daughter went and saw it, and they said it was great.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Nothing more. It was great.
It was good. We did see, they loved it. They thought it was great. They thought the music was great, you know. So they thought the girl who played Little Mermaid also did a great job. So, you know, they said it was a good show.
Cool.
All in all, they said it was a good show. We did see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles last week,
which I thought
was really good.
Yeah. I want to see that.
I thought it was a very good movie, you know, solid production. Animation was really good. So I don't know if it's going to, it, like, you remember, like, you know, it was one of those things where there was a bunch of movies in a row, like some of the Marvel movies and other movies that you might buy. Like, you thought they were, like, good enough movies that you want to buy them and own them. I don't know if I would want to own it, per se. But I will say that, you know, it was entertaining. They had a lot of great callbacks to the past. And And yeah, I mean, I would watch it again. I'd watch it again. I don't know if I'd watch it again in theater, but I'd watch it
again. Would you watch it again? Yeah, that's how I feel about the latest Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I own the first one, and I definitely got to own this one as well. But since you said you went to see the latest Ninja Turtles, what iteration of the Ninja Turtles was your favorite? From when, the cartoon to the first versions of the movie to the two different versions that Nickelodeon had to this one. Or in the Michael Bay one.
Wow. Ugh. Oh, Michael Bay one. I remember that one. Okay. Oh, wow. I would say the original cartoon and the first movie would have probably been tied for first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this movie would have been like second slash third.
Okay.
You know, I didn't hate the Michael Bay one. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I liked it being all grown up. I like, you know, I liked it. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would not have been, it wouldn't have been my first. But yeah, this movie probably would have fallen like in that second, third-ish, you know, category. Like I love the animation style they had.
Mm-hmm.
I loved, you know, the way they did the story. I think it told a little bit better. There was some weird animation in there to me personally, but I'm not an animator, so you know, you would probably be able to appreciate it more or critique it better than me. And then the fact that they chose the Black April, which is the original version of April when the person who created it originally conceptualized it. I thought that was a great choice, and the lady who played her did a good job too. So
that's cool. Was it Issa Rae? Yeah. Did Issa Rae play the latest Ninja April?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't know.
In the latest animated Nickelodeon version, they have a Black April O'Neil, and yeah, I remember when that happened. There was like some people online that were like in a little, you know how they get when they see something different than what they normally see. They get in their feelings. But I didn't see the latest one, so I can't say how it is. It looks good, but of course the OG cartoon and OG movie are always the top spot for me. And then the latest Nickelodeon version, I really enjoy the animation style and art style of that one. So, but until I see the this new one, you know, things will change.
That makes sense. I think you'd rather appreciate this one. April was played by a girl named Ayo Edebiri.
Oh, okay.
So I don't see where the hell
did I get Issa Rae from? I don't know. Maybe she's in something else. Maybe I'm associating her with the Barbie movie. She was in the Barbie movie.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is the thing. I think there's people who don't know the real history. And frankly, I didn't know the real history.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, she wasn't a part of this one. But yeah, the second one.
What's up, guys? John Salvatore. I'm so late on this. Happy 7-year anniversary, class of 2016, Stand Up Buck. I'm listening to some current episodes. So this is a great question because I've been saying this for, I want to say, the last 10 years. If I were to win the lottery, like, for a substantial amount, nothing is going to change. And let me tell you why. So, one, I'm not quitting my job. I actually enjoy my job. I enjoy the benefits. So, I'm going to continue working. Now, the only caveat is I'm going to ask to remain anonymous if I win. I'm not telling anybody. I may tell my closest friends because I know they're not going to say anything. I'm going, because it's just me, but I have no kids, I don't have a spouse, so I'm going to buy just an average house. I'll probably buy it flat out, nothing too wild, nothing too crazy, because again, it's just me, one story, because I'm thinking ahead, I'm 40, so you know, 20, 30 years, I may not be as mobile if I'm not climbing up a whole bunch of stairs. Of course, I'm going to probably decorate it nice, nothing too fancy, nothing too flashy, everything quality, probably buy one car, flat out. Nothing too, I'm not flashy like that anyway. I already have my flashy era in my 20s. Mm-hmm. So I would probably buy just a nice car. And, you know, invest. Some in different bank accounts. I know, I would definitely buy my best friend a house. Jackie already owns a house, so I would probably buy an accounting firm for her.
Dang.
And, okay, you know, continue my day-to-day. Now, I will say, because I'll be traveling more, would probably not mind buying my sneakers that I lose in the sneakers app draw on, you know, the aftermarket, but that's about it for the most part.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, John. That was cool.
Yeah, John Effect Podcast. Thank you for the congratulations. And
yes, indeed.
Also, congratulations to you, 7 years as well, on the podcast. And yeah, that was the answer to the question that we had in the past. You know, what would you do if you won the Mega Millions Powerball or whatever it was?
Yeah. One of them. Somebody won it. It was like, what, $1 point something billion? Yeah. I forgot where they won it, what state they were in, but yeah, one person I think won it.
Yeah, one person won it, just and won. I think they were from Australia or somewhere like that. I don't remember.
So, Australia?
Oh no, Australia. My bad. They're from like New York. I don't know where.
That's a big flight. That's a long flight. That's like several different time zones.
I mean, hey, but if you need to fly from Australia to New York because you're going to win the Mega Billions, that's fine.
Could somebody from out of country even win it? Is that a thing?
Technically, yeah. I think technically you can win it, but I'm not sure. I don't know if you have to be a U.S. citizen to claim it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Like, if you're not a citizen, and I don't know what they do. So...
That's good. But
whatever.
These are some grown man answers that John gave, you know. Not being too flashy.
Sorry, yeah.
No worries. Not being too flashy. Buying an accounting firm for his best friend. Is that what he said? Let me see. Buying a house. He bought a house for his best friend, buy a house for Jackie, and buying according to voicemail text, it says buying an accounting firm for her.
I thought he said buy an Italian farm.
Is that what he said? Maybe I'm reading
like to me.
Maybe I'm reading because I'm reading, you know how Google screws up everything, the Google voicemail. Yeah. It says I'm buying an accounting firm. I was like, wow, that's a grown business answer. You know?
Nah, I'm pretty sure he said
okay. Buy an Italian firm. Accounting firm, Italian firm.
I mean, it's close.
Wow. It's close, I guess. You know? Anyway, either one of those is pretty dope, I guess.
So,
that's cool. And I do feel you on the sneaker app. I lose sneakers too. It is what it is. So
True.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, let's see. What's the next one? Next one. All right, here we go. And rolling.
Like candy, I can feel it when you fall. Even when you talk, get that rope on me. You're so tender. Ow. Okay, you know what? Is this all about the Coco Nose stuff? Is that what he's saying about y'all cameos? My eyes rolling, my head, I toss and turn in my bed. And then he says, I'm having a heart attack. Don't Coke give you heart attacks?
Mm-hmm.
I I mean,
saying,
yeah.
Yeah, we've been singing about Coke. I'm just saying, how many other folks got songs that we think is one thing and it's another? I'm pretty sure Prince got a lot of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, how y'all doing? It's Nessa Diva. Did anybody look at the Nick Fury,
yes, indeed.
Series? It was like 6 episodes. Y'all, this is finale. Is they gonna have alien babies? I don't know. Oh my God, never mind. I didn't know the anyway, it was pretty good. But I got questions. So that was the DNA from the Avengers when they had to clean up all the wars and the blood and stuff and they got all the DNA and mixed the tears out there. But anyway. That's all I call to tell y'all. Why they beat the little boy up in Shadows, y'all? Here in Memphis, the little server. Yeah, I leave too much going on in America. I guess I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, definitely talk about cocaine, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, lots of songs about cocaine.
I mean, that was back in what, like in the 80s? So,
yeah.
You know, that was definitely a big thing around the industry, if you want to call it. I don't know what show was she talking about.
She's talking about a Secret Invasion on Disney Plus. It's pretty good. It was pretty good if you want to check it out. Kind of tie, of course it's Marvel, so it's going to tie it back into the blip, as they called it, and a bunch of other things. So yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
pretty good series.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'll add it to the queue of random things I have to watch, which is the queue's getting long. What was the last point that she made?
She was talking about a kid in Memphis. The little boy got beat up here in Memphis. There in Memphis. I'm not sure if I heard that story. I could have probably seen it. Let's see. Let's just look it up while we're online. Teen Cheddar's employee. Okay, here we go. So a teenage Cheddar's employee was beaten unconscious by customers. I wonder if that's the same. Damn. So a Memphis mom says a teenage son was beaten unconscious by 2 customers while working at Cheddar's Sunday night. Letitia Ford said her 17-year-old son, who was a host at Cheddar's in North Germantown Parkway, had just seated a party of 8 when a man in the group attacked him. Why? There were 2 people that were attacking him. They were hitting him all over the face. According to a police report, at least 2 people were upset about the customer service. And for an unknown reason, focused their attention on Ford's son. Ford said the customers were upset that the large group had to be seated at 2 separate tables and decided to take it out on her son. Come on, huh? He didn't deserve that over a table. When they called me to come up there, he was already on the ground. He was on the floor. Ford snapped a picture, so there's a picture of the kid on the ground. Teen was transferred to a hospital, non-critical condition. His mom said he didn't wake up until he got to the hospital. He's now recovering at home. So he had concussions, face swollen, lots of bruises. Police said the suspect who threw the first punches was seen leaving the restaurant in a large white SUV. Ford is hoping the attackers were captured on camera inside Cheddar's, but said the business should have done more to protect his son. You know, it goes... It's a pretty lengthy article, but that was... Wow. Why? He was just a host. So he's not the one that, you know, actually deals with the, you know, serving the table and this and that and the other. He's just sitting them at the table. That's messed up.
That's
crazy. That is messed up, man.
Yeah. There had to be something behind it. I'm not saying that there was anything that was justified or anything, because I don't know anything around it, but there has to be something, like the reason why those people started hitting the kid. But then again, it's a kid, you know?
Yeah. It's, Yeah. Wow. Just because they were seated at two separate tables is what they were saying. So.
Oh, that's what they said. Yeah, that's not a good, that's not a great reason, like at all.
Not at all.
You know, like that, this is the thing, man. There's too many stupid people these days have, I don't know, the stupidity in people these days is showing. Just because, I mean, tell me that you haven't had a time that you've, for some reason, had to sit at two different tables when you've gone to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, it happens, you know?
It does. And
sometimes you have the same server, sometimes you have different servers, but normally you're going to be right near each other, you know? Like, if it's a busy place or it's a busy night, you know, it is what it is. Otherwise, go somewhere else, you know, if it turns out like that. But, yeah, why be so stupid as to catch a case over not sitting at the same table, you know?
Wow.
And I mean, you know, we could even say the same thing about the stupid people down in, what is that, like Montgomery, Alabama, on the dock. I know this is late too, but you know, these people had parked their pontoon boats in a place where the harbor cruise or the river cruise, whatever it was, normally parks.
Ferry, yeah.
You know, it normally parks there. That's its place. Like, if you go to any place, like any place in the country that has a ferry that is a normally operating vessel, it has the place where it takes off and lands and parks every single time. So why do you think that you have the audacity to pull your boat there, but even more so the audacity to, you know, defy the laws, defy the rules? Tell the people who just work on the dock, no, I ain't gonna do that, you know. And then you're gonna get in a fight, get beat down in all kinds of ways when it was said and done. And then catch a case, you know. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, they caught more than a case. They caught them hands.
They caught them hands
and them folding chairs.
Yes, I'll tell you what though, man. The wild part about that is, I did see the what do you call it, the dock worker who threw off his hat immediately when he was like, it's time to go down. And he got beat up a little bit to start. Like, he was not completely ready for what was about to come to him. But, you know, the family, the blacks, came to his rescue.
The blacks.
The blacks showed up.
That just sounds so messed up, the blacks.
I'm going to tell you what, though, man. I'm going to tell you what. So the way that it was reported by a local reporter down there, you know, he reported, you know, the dock worker, who was a black man, was simply doing his job by telling these boat owners who were white, you know, to move their boat. When the boat owners who were white, you know, refused to move their boat several times, the dock worker, who was black, you know, apparently either untied the rope and pulled the boat down, so the other vessel could dock. And, you know, the white men were not happy with him, so they proceeded to start the fight with the black men. Like he literally labeled everybody's color in that moment. And I was like, this is weird. What are we going back to, like 1987, you know, with this, like, you know, early 90s with the news story, like, what's happening? It is what it is. But yeah, so that's why I said the blacks came to his rescue.
That's funny. Jeez. Well,
I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I think we got one more voicemail. One more voicemail. Okay.
Go for it.
Here we go.
Say. What you wanna say? I don't know the rest of that song, but look. What's up, y'all? This is Memphis Diesel. I bet y'all been wondering where I've been. Probably not. I got sick with the heat and riding my bike back and forth to work. So I have now my insurance company finally settled, and now I'm driving a very nice vehicle. The Bikers Roundup was here last week. It was thousands of bikers from all over the United States, and it was quite interesting. And I designed the shirt for this rally, so it's pretty neat. temperatures have reached 106. And I will get back with you guys later because I have a lot of stuff written down on my agenda. But right now, I'm cheating today and eating some Popeye chicken tenders. Oh my God, they're so good. Stay out the heat, y'all. It's bad for you. Bye.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely stay out the heat. Oh man, yeah. That's good. Popeyes does.
Yeah, well, I'm glad Kayla finally got her car.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, indeed. And yeah, I mean, you know, she went with a long time without it, so thankfully she got that settled.
Hey, you know, I was actually watching something the other day. What was it? It's this place up north, maybe Minnesota. Where bikers go, they kind of, I guess the thought behind it is like no black bikers should go up, travel up here. It's like some big biker gathering. Sturgis?
The one in South Dakota?
Sturgis, yeah. Dakota. Yeah, Sturgis.
Yeah.
So I was curious if Memphis D-Vad had ever thought about traveling up that far. I don't know how far she's ever traveled, but just on bike. But,
yeah, you know, no, I would hope that she would not. The only only reason, that she would be if she was a supporter of the Cheeto, because that's a lot of the people that you get in that group.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's in South Dakota. Okay. It's been going on since like the early 1900s, like 1930 something.
Because there was a group of black bikers that did it. I was watching them. You know, from like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, they traveled up there. They said the view, everything was just like so beautiful just driving up that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they didn't have any issues when they got there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they just said everybody was pretty nice, but of course you don't know.
Yeah.
Could be completely different at any, you know, depending on what setting you're in.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, I think if you go with the right amount of people, you know, the right people, and you got to know where to go. But the problem is, you know, it's also a situation where there's not many people of color in that situation. So, you know, there's, I don't know. You're not going to catch me going to it. We'll just say that. So,
you know, whatever. If I was young in my younger didn't care days, I think my friends and I probably would have took that trip just to take it. Yeah.
Just to go check it out?
In my younger day, yeah. You know, you're young. You just want to travel. You want to see stuff. So we probably would have did it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I have not been to South Dakota or North Dakota. But, like, basically, like, driving in that whole area, like Iowa, Nebraska, Dakotas, Kansas, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, all of them have a similar, you know, like rolling hills or mountains or plains. Like it's, you know, it's beautiful. But it's a lot of driving with very few big cities, you know, or cities to go through. So it's a lot of, you know, road miles before you get anywhere with their civilization.
So let me ask you this. Are you when you're traveling, are you more of a city guy or do you take in the natural scenery? Which one do you like love best?
I do appreciate all of the natural scenery. So if I'm traveling, I love the natural scenery, like going through the mountains or going through like the hills or whatever. I love it. I think that's beautiful because I'm a like when it comes to photography, I love landscape photography. Like I love that. You know, even if we flew somewhere and we got there, I love seeing all the topography and stuff like that. But I would much rather be in a city where there's a civilization, where there's restaurants and shops and stuff to do. Now, that does not take away from the fact that I enjoy hanging out on the beach, because you're not really there for that. You're going to the beach. But if I go somewhere traveling, I want to go to a city where I can see and do all the things that are there. Unless you know, unless it's the country where that's like a thing that you're supposed to do. So I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I'm definitely, you know, like I said, I could bring it back to my younger days. I'd be more city. Let me go do something. Let me go find a million different things, restaurants and activities to do. But for like the past few years, I've been trying to find places where I could just go camping and get away from all of this stuff. Go lock up my phone and just enjoy the nature. You know, that's just me trying to get my family to Utah, to do.
There's plenty of camping.
I'm sure there is. I'm trying to find some place near here. Like I was looking in Arkansas. There's a lot of places in Arkansas I could go. I mean, obviously there's something like that, maybe, or just some type of natural park, you know, just to get away, man. I just need to get away from all this.
I'm trying to think. Where did we go? We went to a place. I remember my wife and kids took me to a place for Father's Day in Oklahoma one day, one year. And what was it called? It was called, I'm so aggravated. I know it wasn't too far. It was only like an hour, maybe like an hour and a half away from, you know, where y'all live down there, where we live. It was just across the border north on 35. It was a little town where, you know, I guess you drive through the town, but you get off the road and you go to like a little campsite, and they had like sort of a river going through it where you could hang out and play in the water. You can go fishing, a little bitty waterfall, bed camping. So you can do camping in a tent. You can do camping in like this, like sort of shell, like awning type of thing that had screens around it. And then you could also like go and sleep in a cabin that had air conditioning and a TV. So they took me into air conditioning and TV. It was super nice. I wish I remember the name of it, because it wasn't too far. I'll tell you, it wasn't too far. And it was just right for the age of the kids. Man, if I remember it, I'll let you know and you can check it out. It was just right. It didn't cost a lot of money. And yeah, it was a good, you know, like 4-day weekend, you know, type 3-day weekend type of thing. If I remember, I'm gonna find out.
Have you ever been tent camping, like camping in a tent and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, we did a little camping in our backyard in the tent. I mean, I've been to trade shows where we camped in the tent. Where we slept in tents instead of like in a hotel. Where did we go with this big tent that's in the backyard though? We went camping somewhere, because we have a tent in our backyard that probably, I mean, it could fit, I think we got it, it could fit like 10 people, but it's just the four of us. And we did that, you know, like a couple days, and I was like, why are we doing this? Because I don't know, man. It's just not my thing, man.
Gotta get in touch with nature, man.
There's a thousand other ways I want to get in touch with nature. That was not it, though. I'm sorry. But I think also, like, where we went was hot, you know, so it was just not.
It wasn't my thing.
But the other thing is, you know, there's places like that where you can go cabin camping, where you have all the nature around you, right? Yeah. Where you can go out and you can do all the river stuff or lake or just fish or whatever it is. But you have, you know, you go back to the cabin and you sleep at night. So
yeah. See, that's what I was trying to. I was trying to do that, like do a family trip. Like this one year, my immediate family, and then my brother-in-law and his family. So it was like roughly 10 of us that all went to Disney World. So I was trying to see if they wanted to do something like that, just go camping, like in a big cabin or something like that. But you know, it's probably only like a couple of us, probably just the guy, the men that would that would enjoy that. Yeah, because you know, most women like to be doing stuff, like be out shopping or eating out.
That's definitely it's definitely a figment of where you are, because I know a lot of ladies here that would be the opposite. They'd be like, yeah, let's go out. Let's sit in the cabin. Like my neighbors across the street, they go camping. They've gone camping probably, you know, every other week this summer. Mm-hmm. It just depends. But also, you know, camping, especially in a place like, you know, Texas or Oklahoma, it's stinking hot. It's uncomfortable. Man. When you're, you know, it's a place where you literally have to be uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, if that makes any sense.
When she tells me, baby, don't.
And you go and you're not going to be in an ideal air-conditioned situation. And when people get hot, people get hungry, people get cranky, and, you know, you got to have the right type of attitude and know what you're getting into. Yeah. So if you do go camping, I would say do like an overnight thing, like for your first try with the family, and see how everybody does.
I mean, if I go, I mean, I'm going like in the fall when it's nice. When it's cooler out, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I ain't gonna do it at 105 degrees outside. So.
Yeah. I'm frustrated, man. I wish I remember this place because it was such a good time. But that was, when the kids were small, so I cannot remember it for the life of me. But I'll remember. I'll find out and I'll let you know where it is. But it was, like I said, it was close to where y'all live, you know, within a drive, you know, relative quick drive. And then it was a good time. So when we went to Yellowstone a few years ago, we stayed in, we towed a trailer up there and we slept in the trailer. You know, it was big enough to fit all of us. And it was nice. That was the first time I'd ever done that. But the place where we stayed had, you know, like camping where you could stay in a tent, which was not really recommended because there are bears, wolves, you know, elk, moose, all in the area. Buffalo could potentially show up. But then there was also cabin camping, just like I mentioned before, with the air conditioning. And even though I personally enjoyed staying in that little camper that we're in, the family was like, yeah, next time let's stay in one of these cabins with the air conditioning. So maybe next time we'll do it. Cool. We'll see.
Cool. Well,
that's cool.
That was it for the voicemails.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Good deal. Spiel. So I have a question. I already know what your answer is going to be, but this is probably more for the audience because I believe this to be a ridiculous scenario that was presented. Mm-hmm. So I was looking on Reddit, and you know, Reddit is what Reddit is, but I saw somebody on there, saying that, are they a bad person for the situation. So the situation that the person presented was, the guy apparently got his 17-year-old hookup pregnant, right? And so now they're 18, right? But, you know, after, I don't know, like a month later, I guess a month later, after, but like he didn't know it at first. So he got the hookup, then like a month after they hooked up, the girl and her parents showed up on the guy's doorstep. The parents, you know, like staring daggers into him. And she was standing there with a positive pregnancy test. And he was like, no, I don't want to be no father. And so the problem is, you know, the problem is the girl, you know, I guess they all talked about it and the girl did not want to end the pregnancy. Right. Mm-hmm. So it got a little, contentious, but like the thing is, the girl was like, nope, not gonna give up the baby. And so, you know, in a normal situation like that, you would expect the girl and the guy to sort of work it out, and work out the situation. Maybe not work out being together forever, but at least work out the situation of, okay, what are we gonna do with this baby now that we got this baby? The guy, you know, the whole time was like, I am not, you know, I don't want to be a father. I'm not planning to be a father. This is not in my life plans right now. You know, I didn't want to do this and I don't want to keep this baby. But the girl's like, nah, I'm not giving up this baby. Mm-hmm. So there was no like sort of hope for them to become a couple forever type of thing, right, like that.
Right.
That was never in his mind. So, you know, now they're I guess basically, I guess they went through their senior year, baby came, you know, and he never has done anything, you know, to qualify as like this, I'm doing this because I'm this baby's daddy. Like, he never really hung out with it. He never really like met the baby until it was several months old. You know, and then, you know, even after meeting the baby, he was like, all right, I don't want to talk to this baby. You know, so what happened was, he apparently had been applying for colleges, and he got an acceptance letter to a college that he has been excited and waiting to go to, which is out of state. Mind you, he still never wanted to be a dad, never wants to be a dad, doesn't want to do anything dad related, doesn't even want to see this child or this girl anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of the friends, you know, of this girl found out that, or mutual friends, you know, of her and this guy and the girl, found out that he, you know, was having like a garage sale because he's moving away to go to college, you know? And so the girl showed up at the moving sale. The girl with the baby. Showed up with the baby. So she, the mutual friend told the girl, because the girl was not like a Facebook friend of theirs or whatever, but told the girl, hey, this is what's happening. So the girl and the baby showed up at the going away sale, right? And the girl caused like a big stink with the baby. She was like, hey, you know, you're supposed to be this baby's daddy, you're supposed to stay here, help me take care of this. Like, you know, I think it's a belief that the girl thought that the dude was going to like change his mind and like, you know, come back and like be a father. And he has never had one intention of doing it. So he asked the question, am I a bad person for going off, going to college and pursuing my life goal and like not being this baby's daddy? He's like, I'm prepared to sign away my parental rights. You know, I don't ever want to see it again. Hey. He's like, am I a bad person for doing that and not even acknowledging this kid? What is your take? Because I know what I'd say.
A bad person for not acknowledging the kid, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're 17. Y'all both were 17.
Yeah.
When this thing happened.
And now 18, going on 19.
Yeah, so they roughly had 9 months to talk about this, get their somewhat seemingly, I don't know, parental life together to try and figure out, hey, where are we going to stand with this relationship with this baby? Mm-hmm. I didn't want it. You want it. You know, they had a long time to talk about that. If it was a constant thing with him saying, hey, I don't want to have nothing to do with the baby, I mean,
mm-hmm.
whatever, he could stay away. You know, that's his prerogative.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't even want this baby in my life after I met it one time. And it's like, yeah, I don't want this baby. That's kind of jacked up, man. That's a little weak, man. That's a little trifling.
Yeah. That's a good response. I mean, my response would have been, you know what? You made the decision to have sex at that age.
Yeah.
You should have strapped up, because apparently the girl said that she was on birth control. So he was like, is this the 1%?
There's the caveat. Yeah.
You know, he's like, is this the 1% chance that, you know, the baby could have gotten through and made it, right?
Okay.
You know, and I mean, I just read the story, so I don't know if there was like any thought that she was trying to, you know, like trick him into this, you know, whatever. But the thing is, you know, you made the decision to have sex at that point,
mm-hmm.
at that age. You know, you should have strapped up regardless if the girl said she was on birth control or not, mm-hmm. because you never know what's going to happen, you know, especially mm-hmm. if your pullout game is bad. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, he should acknowledge that that's his kid, first of all. And then, you know, that's not to say that he has to be even though he should be, he doesn't have to be necessarily like a active father in the kid's life every single day. But he needs to realize that that's going to be his responsibility until the baby turned 18.
Well, here's the other question I was just about to ask. Is she like, and you might not know, but is she like pressing him for child support money? Is she?
Not yet. Not yet.
Well, see, that's the thing. Why that 9 months when she found out she was pregnant to the moment, let's just say 10 months, let's just say 10 months from to when he met the baby. Mm-hmm. If she wasn't asking or demanding anything for child support, I don't see why she would have just show up when the dude's leaving and make a big fuss over everything.
Well, see, this is the thing. He made every effort not to stay in contact with her. He never went around her, never saw her, never wanted to talk to her. Always, like, sort of stayed away, you know, from anywhere she would have been. So, basically, he tried to remove himself from her life completely. And the other thing, what it sounds like is, you know, she, like I said before, she seemed to think that he was gonna stay around, and because they live in a small town, right?
Yeah,
small town, middle of nowhere. So she thinks that, you know, she probably thought, just like a lot of other small town situations, you know, they were gonna maybe become a family at some point in time. So I think the thing is, she's probably still has this quote unquote love haze, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because that's probably the first one, huh?
I don't know if it was the first one, but maybe, you know, she just thought, okay, this is going to be the one. Oh, and now we have a baby, so we're, you know, we're going to be together, because, you know, it's sort of like that misconception of how, you know, life should go, whatever you want to call it. But so I think with that mindset, maybe she hasn't forced that upon him yet. But the fact that he's leaving, that does not change the potential that the court can say, you know what, I don't care if you're in college or not, you still gonna have to put some money down for this baby every month. You know? Because that's the truth. That's the truth.
I mean, in that case, he has to acknowledge it. I mean, but then again, I'm still looking at the beginning when the parents and her showed up to the kid's doorstep. Where was the boy's parents? What did the boy's parents have to say about that?
So apparently the girl's parents were like, you know, no, let's not, you know, end the baby's life, you know, end the pregnancy, whatever you want to call it, get an abortion. And then the boy's parents basically initially were like, you know, no, we want you to have an abortion. So I think it came out to a stalemate. Okay. And then, you know, at the end of the day, since it's the girl's body, you know, since she's carrying the baby, she was like, no, I'm going to keep it. And then I think that the boy said, since my sibling is not going to have any kids, because of her sexual orientation, he was like, this is probably like the only a biological kid that, you know, my parents will have as a grandchild. So the boy's parents are now, okay, you know, you should keep the baby, you should keep the baby, so, you know, we can, you know, take care of this grandkid. So it looks like the boy's parents have turned to like, okay, you should take care of this baby. Or, you know, we want to be the grandparent, whatever it is. Okay. So it's sort of weird, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of weird.
All these little details, man. Initial question you asked is that, am I a bad person?
For moving away right after the girl that you got pregnant had a baby and you not want to acknowledge your responsibility.
Of course. Yeah, you're a bad person.
Yeah. You know?
But, you know, like I said, I don't know. I mean, I guess this, you know, conversation could go on. There's a whole bunch of what ifs But yeah, it's whatever, you know. I take care of my responsibilities if I was him, but that initial conversation that would have to be had, you know.
Yeah.
Can't deny the results of what you didn't do. Strap up, and then of course, dang it, man, this conversation saying that she was on birth control, you know. I'm sure in the heat of the moment, things could have been said like, no, you don't have to put on a condom.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I need to, you know. So, you know, things in the heat of the moment, man, could happen and be said, and they just go with it. And she could say, well, I'm on birth control, I'm on this and that. And then, hey, 9 months later, bam, you got a baby. Surprise, surprise. So,
yep, surprise, whatever. Surprise, right in the eyes.
Oh, definitely in the eyes.
I don't know, it's a situation where, you know, obviously at this point, you know, it's too late for the coulda shoulda wouldas type of thing. But you know, I just personally believe if this is something that, you know, you made a grown-up decision in the moment not to do, you know, something that I'm sure, you know, sex ed and probably your parents told you to do, right? So at this point, you have to make a grown-up decision to be a man and at least acknowledge the baby and take care of whatever responsibility you have to it. Now, if you don't want to be a part of the baby's life, I personally will consider you a horrible human being. But, you know, if you don't want to be a part of a baby's life, you know, that's a whole different story. But, you know, I still believe that, you know, it takes two to tango. It takes two, you know, a man and a woman to have a baby, you know, a sperm and an egg, you know, to have a baby. So the sperm came from you, the egg came from the lady.
Well, and so, you know, it's 2023, things have changed.
It still takes a sperm and an egg. I don't care.
Some people might believe otherwise.
Those people are wrong. I tell you, it is biology. It is science. So you can believe what you want to believe, but it takes a man and it takes a sperm from a man and an egg from a woman. If it's frozen, if it's skeeted in the air and caught, you know, in the basket, whatever it is.
It's just not a feeling you could have.
It's not a feeling. There's no feeling. I'm sorry. What's up, B-Rob? I didn't even see that we had B-Rob join the show earlier. Anyway, but I tell you, it is what it is. So with that being the scenario, since you're the one who caused, you know, you were half of the cause of this, you know, baby showing up to the world, you know, you should take some responsibility. And if you don't, and the girl and her parents are smart about it, they will take you to court, you know, and the judge is going to rule it, because guess what? In a lot of these scenarios, the judge rules for the mama. Or whoever has the baby, you know, whoever has the kid, the judge will rule for them in that moment. So, yeah.
For sure. For sure.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It is what it is. But, hey, you know, hopefully I really pray that Turner Falls. That's it, man. I just found the campground. I'm going to send it to you. It's called Turner Falls. You know, I just, Lord willing, you and I will not have to be in this specific situation.
You're a lot closer than me.
No, let's just say I'll say this, in this day and age, regardless of whatever age range you're in, like any time after the age where kids can start to conceive other kids, you know, 13 or whatever that is, you got to talk about it often. And hopefully the kids listen to you.
To
wait as long as possible.
My son presented me with this opportunity that came about at school where they're going to be taking a field trip and staying overnight at a college campus. And I'm like, my 13 year old brain went to something else.
Yeah.
I don't think he's at that moment yet where he's like trying to pursue young girls.
What grade is he in now?
I mean, he's an eighth, so I know he's a very, very shy kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the school, you know, with him just to meet the teachers and stuff, and there's little girls passing and, you know, waving at him and stuff like that because they remember him from school, and he kind of just put his head down and just kind of waved. So he's like a very timid, shy kid, so,
yeah.
But
he still notices girls right now.
Oh, trust me. I know he does. Yeah. I know he does.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, so.
I don't know. It just takes one girl to, like, smile at him the right way and bat her eyes. You know what I'm trying to say? It just takes one.
Yeah, they could smile and bat their eyes. But, you know, if the words don't come out of his mouth just fine.
Yeah.
That could all change.
Yeah. Well, I say, you know, it is what it is. But hey, you know what? Just watch out. But I'm happy I found this dang cabin place, because I've been looking for this for a long time. So I was just trying to figure out, because I was like, where is that place? I just thought about it more recently. So I'm glad I found it. I'll send it over to you. Yeah, and it's cool. It's only, like I said, it's only like an hour and a half away from where you live, so
good right, traffic. Cool. I'm gonna have to check that out. I know one thing though, I gotta go cook. So
all right,
we gotta wrap this up, people.
Okay, well, go ahead and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up is what that little kid should have done. Before
wrap it and strap it. That's right.
Skeeted all over the place, people. Ladies and gentlemen out there, before you wrap it up, or after. Make sure you go to Twitter, Instagram, hashtag Blackout Pod. Follow us, subscribe, leave us comments, send us DMs, whatever. Send us comments. Go on to iTunes. Leave us some special comments on there. Thank you to all the voicemails we got today. And if you want to send a voicemail to us, 3853BLAKPC or 3853252572. Hit us up on hashtag blackoutpod@gmail.com. Hit up some hooks, rub. Get you some hooks. I think I'm about to go use some on whatever I'm cooking tonight. I'm just going to have to wing it because it's getting late. Definitely hit up hooks, rub. Get you some hooks.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
We on 259.
259.
Tell you, man, the time is just flying away. Time is weird.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, y'all take care. And on that note, we're blacking out. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.